Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com. Nancy called in and says, if we believe with our heart and confess with our mouth, we are saved. But is it enough to just believe? What do you say?
Well, you're probably talking about the verse in Romans 10:9, as I'm recalling, which talks about if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Here's the way that I would answer that. Romans chapters 9 through 11 deals with Paul's argument that God still has a future for Israel. Israel will one day be converted to Christ and be saved. The backdrop, though, is that even some of the Jews who had believed in their hearts and were favorable towards Jesus, they were still fearful of the Jewish authorities and therefore would not confess openly that Jesus is Lord. And this is the context where Paul makes his statement. Now, you might want to go to John 12, verses 42 to 43 as an illustration of this, where that verse says, nevertheless, many, even of the authorities, the Jewish authorities, believed in Jesus, but for fear of the Pharisees, they did not confess it, so that they would not be put out of the synagogue. And it's in this context that Paul says, if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Now, in my view, the phrase, if you confess with your mouth, does not mean that a spoken affirmation of faith is a work that merits justification. A scripture all the way through the New Testament argues against works. So I don't think it's a work, but I do think that confession gives an outward evidence of inward faith and can also serve to confirm your faith to yourself. In other words, when you confess it, you're actually confirming to yourself that you believe. And so the phrase Jesus is Lord, it was like a confession of faith, but it's the faith that saves. And Susie, I want to emphasize that you can't forget that the vast majority of New Testament passages mention faith alone as the condition of eternal life. There's over 200 references. And in the Gospel of John, there's 98 references or uses of the word believe as the sole condition of salvation. So my point is, however you interpret that hard verse, that Romans 10:9, you don't want to interpret it in such a way that it contradicts all these other verses, because all these verses come from the same God, and God does not contradict.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.